Welcome, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost. Hey, do you have some scraps you want to blow through? Maybe you have some old book pages. I just did a fun little signature page idea that I thought I would share with you. It's very easy, and it uses just a few supplies, and you might already have them around, so let's take a peek. So basically, this would be a page in a journal, and the outside of the page is a book page that I had, and I thought it was kind of cool, so I thought I wanted to use it in something, but when you open it up, it has these little peekaboos on the inside. And these are really easy to create. They use up some book pages. You can put anything you like under them. For example, here I put a little duck stamp, and I wrote hi. And here's a sticker that I went around with a Stabilo pencil and just accented it a little bit. So that was very easy to do. And I just want to show you how to make these. So let's just back up just a wee bit more and maybe come in a little bit there. Okay, let's do that. That looks pretty good. Okay, so what I did for my, I just pick a book page that you like and cut it to the size that you like. So let me just get a ruler, just see what we're working with here. That's 10, and that is about like 7 3/4. So if I fold this page in half, let's see, what do I want to show? That's kind of cool, but that's kind of cool too. But well, just pick it, Pam, pick a side. Okay, we're gonna pick, this is gonna be the side that's gonna show. This side and that side. This, I'm gonna cover. And you don't have to cover this, but I've just covered it. It was just kind of an idea I had running through my head. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to adhere this on here. And I think you could do this with any glue, I think will work. But I'm just going to use my Scotch Create glue stick. Run around the edges here. Some in the middle. And then, since I'm going to be gluing onto this backside, I'm not too worried about it. This is great to do if you have a book page that's a little bit fragile. You're reinforcing it with a stronger page to make it usable in your journal. And I'm just using this college rule. This is red cabbage dyed, and it gives us a bluish color, bluish sort of color. But okay, so here we go. I'm just sticking it on here. Nothing fancy town. Just sliding it in place. Okay, give me a hand iron. Get it all down. We are good. Not bad, right? You know, that's the way it goes in my world.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But I can always trim it later. Okay, so what we have now is a nice flush page to work from. And maybe I should trim it now so that I have a nice square. And of course, I have glue on it, so it's going to be a little sticky. Let me just go ahead and trim this. I think this is the easiest way with the gluey sticky. Could fold it over too since it's glued, but here we are. This is where we are at the moment. Just keeping it simple, easy breezy. I hope your day is fun, and I moved my garbage, so everything's a little awkward for me right now. Okay, so there we go. We have this. Now, what I did was I took a couple of book pages and I tore out the text block of the pages. So let's see if I'm going to rummage through my book pages here and see what would contrast nicely. Now, I did use some ink to enhance, so don't worry if it's kind of close to the color that you're using, but let's see what I got here. This is kind of nice. Well, there's a lot of nice writing on here in this old book. Okay. And this is also a very old book, so it's probably going to be a little fragile, but your book pages may or may not be fragile. You don't have to use old book pages for this. You could use anything. You could use the same book page on both sides, or you could use different book pages. Maybe we'll use different book pages just to see what it looks like. Maybe we'll put one of those there. And using something different to the same. Blue red. Oh, yeah. Edith Holden, will you fit? You might just fit. We might have to. I think you're a little fat, Eden. Not personally. You're fine. That one. That one might work nice. It's got some German writing on it. Okay, let me zoom you in so you can see what I'm doing. Let's work on this one first. So let's look on the back, and then let's look on this side. My heaviest text block is here, so I'm going to tear this out. They don't have to be the same size. They're independent because they're going to be pages in the journal buried from each other the way they're sandwiched in, so they don't have to be all matchy-matchy or nothing like that. So I'm tearing along where the text ends to give me maximum textage. And there we go. And I'm going to do these two at the same time so you can get the full effect. So that guy's going to go there. It has even some neat old writing from whoever originally had this book. I wish I could read that, but I guess I could ask my husband. He was born in Germany, so he might know. I'll go bug him later. Okay, so this guy, maybe I need more text than you have. Let me look. Oh, here's some good text. Here we go. Okay, there we go. All right, so yeah, I have a lot of things here. Okay, so there's going to be a little trick coming up, making your life a whole lot easier. One of the hardest things for me was always to cut a perfect chunk out of the middle, like these, so it looks neat without having to use a craft knife and measuring and blah, measuring. If there's a way we can not measure, I'll find it. Okay, so I just about have these. Okay, now save these because we might do something else with those later. Because I did something else with those later on my other one, so I'll show you that. Okay, so these are going to go like this. Now, just so you know, I'm going to retrain our page to fold. That there's our fold in the center, and here I will even ink it so you can see it better. Okay. And today I'm working with the world famous black soot and walnut stain. Yes, I know the variety in my life is astounding. I am going to give them each a squirt of water, just plain water to wake them up because sometimes mine get dried out because I leave them open all the time. Like how often? Like all the time. I know, but there's still lots of ink in there. So if you just wake it up, you can also use a little glycerin in there if you want it to stay wetter longer. And don't forget, you can use these lids as trays when you're allowing these to air dry while you've walked away to have a snack. Yes, that works out really well. And, okay, so let me just yuck you up here. Yuck. Okay, that's good. There. Okay, so you are going to go here, and you are going to go here. So here's the big trick of it all. It's not that much of a trick, really. But it really makes life easy. Okay, so grab my little easy action scissors. And what I do is I fold it like this. Yes, watch this death-defying trick here. Now I'm going to do this. Cut. Can you see? Yep. Cut. Okay. See, that's what I'm doing. And then I'm going to cut. You can go as high or as low as you want. Doesn't matter. Okay. Now when I open it back up, magically, I have a little flapperoo that's instantly the right shape and size. And you can even fold it to make sure it's on a nice straightaway there. Okay. And then what you want to do is do any inking if you're going to do inking. So I'm just going to do a little bit of inking here because I think it's going to make it pop nicely against this red cabbage turned blue page. If you're ever doing the red cabbage, it's a lot of fun. Just quarter your cabbage, toss it in like 3 quarts of water, boil it for a few minutes, then turn it down, let it simmer for maybe an hour or so, or just turn it off, walk away, go get that, you know, snack, and come back and you're going to have beautiful blue water. And gosh, you can just pour that over some white pages or envelopes or anything that you want, or even like some seam binding or something. It's going to be the most beautiful thing. The thing is with the cabbage is it stinks. It's going to make your house smell like cabbage. And you're going to have to, when you're drying these papers, you're going to have to be drying them a while to air out that cabbage smell. So if you are patient and you have the time and the space, it is worth it in the long run because it's a really cool color. But it does take time. There's no like making it today and shipping it out tomorrow because it's going to be a little stinky loo. You know what I mean? Okay. Now I'm going to grab, you can grab whatever you like. I'm going to grab Fabri-Fix, clear silicone glue, fabric to fabric, fabric to paper, paper to paper, just in case you wondered. And I'm just putting a very thin bead here. Okay. And I'm not gluing the flap. Remember, don't glue the flap down because that's supposed to flap for you. Then you can put it Here, can you see that? No, no, here. Yeah. Oh, let me get you organized. There you are. All right, so I'm gonna put that down, okay? And then I'm gonna take this one, we do the same thing. My walnut stain ink. I just love this little idea. It's such a cute little idea, but it's very, it has a lot of impact for such simplicity. And what it reminds me of are those Advent calendar flaps, you know, you used to go along and, you know, maybe you got those for Christmas and there was a chocolate or something hiding under it. And that was awesome, right? And, you know, if you've never seen those, they look like it's like a page and it has all these little flip ups and underneath there was a little surprise. Maybe it was just a little quote or, you know, something. Or if you were really lucky, it was chocolate. Let's face it. Who are we kidding? Okay. So I think that's going to go nicely there. So I'm going to do the same thing. Fold in half. Get your little scissors. Cut across. And go up. Okay, and then we must, I guess I pre-inked before I finished. You can do it backwards too, it still works. Just make sure, it's gonna be easiest if you do all the inking before you glue it down. That's my best tip. But yeah, this easy cutting method just makes life so much easier. And then you can get the cool feeling of a little flapperoo without having to go through too much agony, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, am I going to get the line straight? Is it going to come out right? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, we've all been there. Yep. If you've junk journaled enough, you've been there. You know what I mean? Oh, I want to make a little specimen card. Wouldn't it be simple? Oh my God, this is like impossible. Yeah, I've been there. Have you done the double square technique? That'll work if you have the square punchers, paper punches. One's bigger than the other. And if you can line it up just right, you can do it. It's not too hard. But if you don't line it up just right, you know, you're often, you know, hoo-ha land. And that's when life gets interesting. Okay. I'm not going to leave you in hoo-ha land. No. All right. Here we go. Put you down. There we go. Now, we just want to make sure nobody has got sealed by accident, right? Oops, okay. Just straighten everybody out there. Okay. So flip you up. And I guess you could actually, maybe to be complete, do the inside edges. So it's like, okay, that makes sense, right? All right, now we have choices of what we can put inside here. And that is just like anything you want. So I'm going to just randomly stick my, well, no, I'm going to grab that rubber stamp because I saw it. It's a leaf because it's fall. So let's maybe do it in black. It'll pop. Okay, this is the black soot. Nice flat surface would be good. Maybe I'll do a couple leaves. Maybe I'll do three. One. Two. Oh, that didn't come out very good. That's all right. We'll turn this one over here. Three. All right. Well, it's kind of a mess, but it's not bad. Hey, you never know till you try. Maybe I can fix that. It's like a cluster, but I feel like it needs a central focus. Now I'm making something complicated out of nothing because I can. Yes. I have that ability. Okay. I need a little something that looks like a berry. There's a heart. That could look like a... Oh, I just knocked over all my stamps. Okay, that's all right. I got a heart, though. Got a little heart. Okay, let's try this. Okay. Yeah. Is that better? Maybe they can look like... Oh, that's kind of cute. I'm making like some sort of floral that's like holly, right? Hey, that's like Christmas. I'm sure it is. Christmas holly looks like that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. There you go. And over here, the other idea, where's the prototype? Prototype, here you are. This one was a sticker with some Stabilo. So let me show you sticker and Stabilo. Okay, diving into the sticker bucket, not being selective, just have to find one that fits. So let's see what we got here. A little big. Oh, he would go good. Yeah, that would be cute. Maybe a little mushroom, what else? Yeah, no. You're pretty, though. You're very nice. Oh, I like you a lot. But the mushroom and the holly, I think that kind of goes together with the theme. Maybe we'll do the mushroom. Okay. I'm going to put the mushroom down. Mushroom. Here we go. Mushroom's going down. And the mushroom is stuck. You could leave it as is, but if you happen to have one of these totally awesome Aquarelle Stabilo pencils of the 8046 model, you come along and you run around the edge. And this is a water dissolvable black pencil. Oops. And if you go off the line, it's okay because it's kind of a smudgeroo sort of thing. Water spritzing on fingers? It's not my spit. Just why.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good to know that. It has happened before. Okay, see how it does that? Look how easy, right? It makes you look like a master painter. Look at that. Wow, she hewed it. She gave it depth. Look what she did. She took it places we didn't know it could go. Okay, so we have that. Mm-hmm. Very cute, right? Yeah. Now let's back up so you can see them both. And what I did for little accents on these guys, this is optional, not mandatory. But if you have any of these little sticky loos hanging around in the little multi-sizes, you can take one of these if there's enough sticky. If not, put a little extra glue on it. But kind of indicate a door. And there. These are very pretty flat. They're very, very, barely there. Barely there. So you have little surprises. Okay? So that's kind of fun. And you could even stick a word in there. I feel like a word wants to be in there. Like, okay, here we go. Here's a small word. This is mysterious. Is that, oh, it's upside down. Mysterious. In the black. Okay, here we go. And we went, there we go. Yeah, because it was mysterious. They didn't know it was there. Mysterious, like that. Ooh, look at that. Yep, that's how it goes. All right, so we have that. And if you want, just to see, we did, I inked up the center to give it a little more charisma. And I could just complete that by going all the way around and doing lots of charisma. This is maybe weathering, aging, distressing, and antiquing, rusticking, primitiving, kind of funning. So if you like inking, this is a fun thing to do. Never mandatory, always optional. Artist's choice. Okay. Oh, did I just hear something out back? Oh, I'll bet that's my... Oh, it could be. Hang on. Is there, oh, is he here? Let me look. Yep, he's here. Is that him? No, it's Pool Guy. Oh, okay, never mind. I don't have to go anywhere. Ah, good, okay. All right, so I'm not moving. Yay! Okay, so we have these guys here. We could leave these or we could accent them. Maybe I'm just going to take that Stabilip. Where's that pencil? I could put, let me zoom you in so you. Let me try that again. Let me zoom you in. Okay, so I have these circles that show through. You could leave those, but I'm going to, you could cover them with a sticker. You could do anything, but I'm just going to take some Stabilo pencil. Yeah, and my little water finger. Oh, it's the left hand. This is going to be scary. Oh, that's kind of cool, huh? Did you see that? Let me try this one. It really doesn't take much talent. You know what I mean? It's pretty darn easy. Yes. So let's back up, see what we have now. Oh, we have those. I almost want to make matching ones, don't you? Let's make matching ones. Yeah, let's give it like corner rivets of Stabilo. Back with the pencil. And the finger, lefty. Okay, barely have to touch that because it just spreads instantly. I think that's kind of cool. Yeah, I'm jamming on that. Where is my ruler? I'm having an urge to use it. Okay. All right. I feel like I want to. Oh, they're not lined up. That's all right. That's okay. Maybe we'll just draw like a strange, can you see? Yeah, strange line. I don't know. I'm just playing with the Stabilo pencil now. This thing's a lot of fun to play with. If you never played with it, play with it. Go ahead and pull it out. Okay, would have been ideal if those lined up, but that was an afterthought. And that's the way life goes sometimes. It's an afterthought, but you keep going because it might work out in the day's end. You'd be like, oh, I'm glad I tried that. You know, okay, so now we have a little border. Maybe I can line these up. These should line up because they were fabricated by the manufacturer of the college rule paper. Coming across. Oh, I could do six. Yeah, there's another circle there. Let me fill that one in and fill this in here. Where's my finger water combination? There you go. And we'll just let the water do what it will with those. Okay. And I was going to go across the top. Yeah. Let me tilt you down just a little bit. Okay. So hope you're having fun today. Sunny is at the vet. Sunny is at the groomers. I know. I miss him. I can't stand it when he's not here. I'm like looking for him. I can't feel him around my feet. He's driving me bonkers. But I get him in a couple hours. So I'll show you pictures when he comes back and we'll get to see what his new haircut looks like. He's going to be bald. Let's face it. He's going to be totally bald. okay, here we go. Okay. Squirt on the fingers using the right hand now. And I'm liking the messy look. You can like totally not do any of this water work, but I think it's kind of cool. I think I sound like Cartman from South Park sometimes. I think this kind of cute. It's kind of weird. Never mind. Okay. There we go. That's kind of cool. Okay. So as you can just enhance and enhance and enhance and do as much or as little as you like to it. I can borrow from Edith. I do like Edith. Would I decapitate that bird's head? Let me see. Yeah, maybe not. I can get the word September off. That'd be pretty cool. September. It's September in Florida. We're loving it. It's a degree or two cooler. Yeah, we're loving it. Oops. Sorry. Okay. Get my black. Yep, got a hair. One of mine. Yep. Okay, here we go. I'm just accessing this with a little bit of extra emphasis. Inkphasis. This is now known as inkphasis. Yep. The funny words we come up with in the world of junk journaling, right? When humans try to communicate with each other at an angle. That looks kind of cool. All right, let's do it. I'm down with that. Let's do it. Okay. Oh, almost at the bottom of this glue. I have to pull out a new one. I buy them in like packs of, I guess they come in 3 packs or something, but I buy 12 at a time. Yeah, I don't know why, it's just easier. So I'm not always ordering them because I go through it pretty quickly. There you go. So see, anytime you add water or wet white glue or anything like that that has a water component, you're going to get wrinkling on your pages. But hopefully most of that will dry and settle down. And when the book gets folded, it'll get squashed and flat too. But if you want to add some fun little surprise elements to your journals, this is a very easy way to do that cut where it just makes a very easy flip. It's a great way to use some pages to reinforce them. And that would be a very cool signature page for any journal. So I hope you enjoyed that. We had lots of fun with you guys today too. Oh, I know what I want to show you. Don't be rushing anywhere. Hey, you got a minute. Hold on. Settle down. Okay. If you do have a minute, hang out because I want to show you the other thing I made. Okay. With that leftover piece, I made this. So I had another journal card that had, I had a pretty book page that had a nice writing on it about the mustard flower. And so I used that piece that I tore as the frame. So let's just go ahead and make one of these babies. We could probably do it on the back here. It has to fit though. So we have two. So let's see what fits. So we have this. It'd be a little narrow. You could work. Oh, that would be nice. Maybe there, and I'll just tear the bottom off. Okay, so let me look at where's prototype again. See, I just made it yesterday. How can I, it's on the back. So I didn't tear the outside, I just teared the inside. But then I'm thinking this one might look better if I, because I have to remove some of the bottom. Oh, that'll work perfectly. Look at that. Okay, so I have to be above the word vocabulary. All right, hold your breath. Here we go, tearing. Never know when you tear these things where the tear is gonna go. Yeah, where it goes, nobody knows. Okay. Yeah, that's gonna work. That way you can use it as a frame on a page. Okay, so let's go ahead and ink this first. Ink it first. Gonna get my, whoop! Oh, hello. Do we, that happens sometimes. You know, it does. In my world a lot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the hands are working well, and sometimes they just have minds of their own. This is brown. Yeah. So do your hands do that? Do they, like, some days they can do a million things, and other days it's like they belong to somebody else. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, well. Well, I give them a run for their money. They get their hand exercises. Boy, if I lost calories through my handwork here, I'd be a skinny little mini, but apparently I'm making up for it in other areas. All right. So yeah, we went on a nice 4-mile walk and then we went out for breakfast and ate it all back. Yep, that's what we did. We're like, oh, that was a good workout. We gotta go eat. We're hungry. I haven't gotten out much, so it was kind of nice to get out. Yeah, it's been a while. All right, so something like that, maybe more intense. Let me get more strength to the corners. If you feel like it's not enough, you just go right back in there and you just give a little more. And you can, because it's your paper. Yeah, and this is how you get the inky fingers. Okay, so now I'm going to take some black. I'm just going to extra darken the corners for even. This is called super pop. Yeah, we're going to do some super pop. Extra hueing. Extra aging. Okay. Maybe a little like that. I like that. That kind of look, and I think I'm going to bring that here. It's going to make it look very crisp against the verbiage on the inside here. So let's just give it that. It was just burnt with a match or something like that. That'll be kind of, oop, almost on my paper. It's okay. We have washi tape. Everybody relax. It's all right. Yeah. We have our ways. We have regular tape. We have glue. We can do things. Things tear all the time. It's paper. You need some more over here. Looking a little shy. Okay, that's it. Okay, let's try gluing you down. I think that looks sort of cool. Yeah, it doesn't get every single word. It's okay. It's okay. All right, Everfix to the rescue. Here we go. Again, any glue will work here. I just like to use this one because it grabs really fast and it grabs really fast. That's pretty much why. That's it in a nutshell. All right, here we go. Let's layer down. Layer down. Might have to do a little maneuvering. Am I in the frame? Okay, stay together. Stay together. Okay. Here. That looks good. Okay, down. Okay, let's see where it wants to sit naturally, and then we'll go force it. Okay, there we go. Very good. Very good. Okay, so now we have something that looks like. Ah, that's nice. And you could even cut this top part off and just use the bottom part. Maybe that would be a cool pocket, or you could put some. Oh, look, I already have the back decorated. No, I guess we don't want to cut that off. So what do we do? Maybe we want to ink the edges to make it. Oop, I just stuck that in the black, didn't I? Yep, I sure did. So this is my black brown contaminated combo ink I am using right now. World famous. It's not very easy to get this exact color. Okay, back in the brown. Going around just a little hewage here, nothing too intense. Okay, oh, I think I'm gonna sneeze. Hang on, hold on, hold your horses. I'm back. Yes, there was a sneeze, but I have recovered. Yes, it was just an innocent sneeze, probably due to dust, paper dust. Can't imagine why. Okay, so I like that, and I feel like I want something. Already bows here, but maybe, yeah, I don't know. I have this urge to punch holes in it. This makes no sense, but I'm going to do it anyway. Let me grab my, this is the, if you've never seen this, this is the baby crocodile or the regular crocodile. Crocodile. Did I say crocodile? I meant crocodile. It says the We Are Memory Keepers. I didn't even put the word on it, but it's the original crocodile. It's not the crocodile too big bite. This one will do the same thing, except it doesn't have the long reach. Okay. Yep, I actually wanted the big holes. Okay, let's do that again. Because I have big eyelets. I want to put some eyelets in here. Oh. Uh-oh. Okay, all right. Yeah, that wasn't exactly perfect, but, you know, it happens. Okay, let's grab some eyelets and see if it totally fixes everything. What'd I get? I got a black one and I got two silvers. All right, let's go with two silvers. And I can use this to set the eyelets as well. This is your eyelet squasher up front. So if you see this, see when that goes together right there? That's squashing an eyelet. I tend to use the big silver number on top and the silver flying saucer shaped disc on the bottom to get these to work. Otherwise, I pull my hair out. Yes. So I'm sure there are deep, intriguing videos on how to use all of them and why and all that. But you know, sometimes you just want to get the eyelet in there and move on. All right. So put your nubber on top. So this is on top. Okay. So the nubber is going to go in the top of your eyelet as if you're looking down at your eyelet already done. And this thing works really well. If you don't have to go deep in the paper, set eyelets. Oh, love those. So I feel like I want to put a little string or something there. I don't know why, but it just feels like it needs a little string. And if I had a little string, where would it be? I've got like a ton of string. Do you think I can find the right color right now? There it is. I just got to pull it out. I'm grabbing some. What is this? Oh, that's what I want. I want brown something. Okay, I have secured some floss. Yeah, I thought that might be cute. You could use brown and black. That would be nice contrast too. Let me grab the black too. It was right there. I had it in my hand. Where is it? What's that? That's dark brown. Oh, that would work too. Dark brown might be better. Oh, and there's a copper. Oh, I need a scissor. Can somebody hand me my scissors? Okay, this is so weird not to have Sunny here. I can't tell you because normally when I'm in my embroidery drawer, the floss drawer, he is all over it. I'm gonna go with the darker brown. I think that looks better. Darker brown, lighter brown? No. Darker brown and black? Maybe. Okay, we'll try a combo. He's all in it, helping me. You know, little sunbun, helping me pull out the embroidery floss. Yes, yes, yes. I can't wait to go get them. I don't know why they have to have them so long. I think they do them in batches. But it's like a mom and pop shop, so they've been there for years, and I've gotten like good local recommendations from them. All other puppy moms seem to be happy, and you know, I think this is probably like his fifth or sixth visit. Remember, he's only just a year old, so he hasn't had that many trims. Probably his fourth trim, maybe. Yeah, that would probably be right. But yeah, we're doing the, yeah, I know, we're doing the shave down because we're taking him for lots of walks now, and he mats pretty fast when we take him for walks because he has a little harness thing on. So it's just easier on him, and honestly, it's easier on us. And I can see if there's any issues, you know what I mean? Like if there's a flea, if there's a tick, if there's anything, you can just see immediately, especially with little pink skin, you know? That's all there is to it, so. Okay, making our bow. Okay, there we go. Ah, there we are. And you could keep going and keep going, but I just wanted to show you that you can use this piece as well. So there's some ideas for you. I hope you had fun here. These are super simple. Anybody can make them. Lots of fun with basic supplies. And thank you very much for everybody who's been here and for everybody who's relatively new, or maybe you're new to junk journaling. What you can find here at the Paper Outpost is, here's my cheat sheet. Okay. and some of you have been asking, like, what's up with the short 15-second YouTube videos, Pam? What's up with that? Okay, well, what that is a YouTube short. And these things used to bug me to no heaven, because when I was watching somebody who I was very familiar with their long-form videos, and when I got this 15-second short thing, I thought, what on earth was that that just flew by? I got all set up. I was comfy. I was crafting. And next thing you know, their 15 seconds was over, and I was listening to somebody maybe I wasn't into. So basically the deal is YouTube shorts are very short videos. They're basically a little like one idea, short idea, quick idea, intro idea, exposing junk journals to people who have maybe never heard of or seen junk journals or anything, or paper crafting, something like that. So it's kind of like putting a few fishing lines in the water to see new people that may have never seen this stuff before, if they have interest. So that's actually why I'm doing it. See if I can get a few more people to have experienced the joy of making their own handmade books, because it is a joyful process, a lot of fun, a lot of adventure along the way. Paper crafting is very soothing to many people. So I'm hoping that this brings more of us into the fold. And I was very resistant in the beginning because I felt the same way. But then when I started watching more and more of them, they became sort of intriguing. We're like, oh, that's kind of cool. Now, these would be something that, you know, maybe you're going to check out when you're waiting for your, you know, significant other to come out of the dentist and you're in the car because it's COVID or something. You just got a few minutes and you're like flicking through. It's kind of like that. I guess it's kind of like a TikTok or a Instagram reel or something like that. But they're short, to the point videos and you're out the door. So that's what that's all about. And I'm experimenting with it. I'm trying it on for size and getting used to it. So I'm sure I'm doing everything wrong. And I'm sure I'm not linking what I'm supposed to link to it, or I don't even know where it goes half the time. So bear with me as I try and grasp this new concept, because it is a little foreign to me. But I am trying to learn it. And if you find it useful or helpful, please let me know. And or if you find it greatly annoying, please let me know too. But I know you have been making some noise in the comments, so I wanted to address that. So that's what that's all about. But anyway, for other things that I do here at the Paper Outpost, I have a podcast which is free to listen to, and it covers junk journaling, paper crafting, life of a crafter, answering lots of your crafter questions, especially from YouTube here. So come and check that out. All the links are down below to everything I'm talking about. I also have a free monthly emailed newsletter. You get a free digital image emailed to you every month, along with some other cool things. And I have a Facebook group called the Paper Outpost The Facebook group. And you can come on over there and have some fun with us. And I have an Etsy shop where you can find, when I have them ready, junk journals and bundles. And I always have, right now anyway, I have fundles. I made a whole bunch more. They're ready to go. And I have vintage digikits, which you can purchase and download and print at home, or if you want, I can print 10 digikits out for you and mail them to you. So I have a special on that, so check that out if that's of interest to you. If you don't have a printer or you don't want to be bothered printing, but you want to play with the pretty pictures, you can do it too. I have an Amazon shop, and you can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And if you find value here, please like, subscribe, and share, and click the notification bell. And remember, the fun can be simple. And create with reckless abandon, everybody. Go forth and have some fun today. Take care. Bye-bye.